Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe & Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami's Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
This is one of the more popular segments that we do every week, and we do it every week at this time. Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com, he is their fantasy football expert. He is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He takes your fantasy football questions. So whether you're in a season-long league or you're looking to fill out a daily fantasy lineup for FanDuel or DraftKings or whatever one of the new ones is, you can call in right now, 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. I try to take the phone calls more than just read the texts, and so I tell you in advance. I know a lot of people text. I go to the phones more than reading the text. So there you go. Use that knowledge however you would like to use it. Hello, Jamie.
How are you?
Did you have Amari Cooper yesterday?
I did. I had him on the bench in a couple leagues where I have him because I did not expect that.
Crazy.
Well, I bet a lot of people had him on the bench, right?
He was actually started in about 60% of leagues, which is down considering, you know, where he was drafted and the type of player he's been. But he came to that game in five games in a standard scoring league, averaging or totaling five fantasy points in his last five games. He's been terrible.
I mean, right. Terrible. It's crazy when someone, like, I don't know when to I've had Jay Ajayi on one of my teams. And so, you know, I'm glad that I started him last week, but you don't want to miss out on starting someone, but then again, if they keep putting up clunkers, I don't know how you do it.
It's very – Derek Carr was the same way. You know, I said this on our podcast today. You know, this is a business in when you're making fantasy predictions that you get a lot of stuff wrong. It's just the nature of it. Very rarely, though, do you miss on a game. Like, I didn't expect Alex Smith to have the game that he had. I had him ranked as a starter, but not that high. Tyreek Hill has been hit or miss. You know, he's very difficult to rank. The only thing that I got right, to be honest with you, was Marshawn Lynch because he got ejected.
Because I had him on my bench. Like, I've started him every game, and then I was finally like, the hell with this. I'm not – and I was so happy that I didn't have him playing. Is he – do you think he's the biggest fantasy bust this season? And I'm not talking about not due to injury. So take Aaron Rodgers out of it. To injury. Like a guy that was selected high in a lot of drafts and just has not done anything.
I mean, he's actually been better than some guys, you know, just based on he's actually scored a couple of touchdowns. You know, you look at Julio Jones, just based on his production, has been a bust. Matt Ryan was drafted as a top five quarterback. You know, those two guys obviously go hand in hand. He's been a bust. LeSean McCoy, I think, you know, he probably toes the line of being a bust, and he was drafted ahead of Lynch. Lynch was kind of expected to struggle just because it was hard to buy into somebody at 31 years old coming out of retirement. Now, early in the draft process, he was being selected in, like, the second round, but I think it kind of settled down a little bit where he went to the fourth or fifth round. So he kind of was returning that type of value still anyway.
And even a guy like what happened with Amari Cooper, Jamie, like, should I wait for Isaiah Crowell to have his Amari Cooper game or just let him go and try to figure it out?
I think it depends on what you need. You know, the thing with Cooper, and you know, in comparison, there's not a lot of like receivers that you would say I feel more comfortable owning these guys, not necessarily playing these guys. You know, whereas Crowell, if you're never going to play him, you know, you could cycle through the running backs that come off waivers. So, like Wendell Smallwood, for example, has I would say at this point maybe a higher ceiling. Orleans Darkwell, who we've seen play well over the last couple of weeks, has a higher ceiling. You know, Cooper, I think you could see that. With Derek Carr's injury, you know, that's kind of, I think, a part of the reason why the last 2.5 games he's been struggling. But, you know, with Crowell, there's there's no real reason why he should be struggling. You know, he's just struggling. So I think with that type of guy, you can move on from him and not really have to worry about it.
Before I go to the phone calls here, I always ask you for Dolphins fans, anybody like in a daily fantasy league or even if you have a season-long league, is there a specific Dolphin you'd be looking at on Sunday against the Jets?
I think in season-long leagues, you're starting Ajayi for sure. You know, it's pretty tried and true. When they're winning, he's getting 20-plus carries, and I think this is the week he finally finds the end zone. When they're losing, he's been bad, and I think this is a bounce-back victory for them. I only say that because of what happened against the Jets the last time around. And then Landry, in the two games where Parker's been hurt or out, he scored a touchdown, and the targets have continued to be there for him. So I think he's worth starting. And then talking about Daly, I think this is where Kenny Stills comes into play. Scored last week. Again, targets should be up for him. Should be good. I'll tell you a quick Jay Ajayi story because I know you'll appreciate this. So Jay came into our office last week, prior to last week's game, to do some video thing for us. And I know Jay a little bit because he trains up in Delray Beach with Tony Villani, who's a very good NFL trainer. And so Jay and I said hello to each other, and then he, you know, says something about, I feel like I let Jamie down last week because he was our start of the week before when he fumbled the game. And he's like, I don't really do fantasy, but I know that fumble hurt a lot of people. So it was good to see that Jay recognizes that he's, you know, helping and hurting fantasy owners when he plays well.
I like when they acknowledge fantasy football. I always find that to be funny.
I love it now. I hated it when I played. We're talking about points, man. We're trying to win. Get out of here with fumbles.
I have a big investment.
Jamie, with the Aaron Rodgers injury, y'all had talked about it a little bit earlier. What happens with the receivers? Because I loaded up on Packers thinking Aaron Rodgers is going to be there. What do I do now? I have Parker. I have Cobb. I mean, Adams, Devontae Adams.
Well, go get yourself Hundley and Randall just Cobb. Even
like,
it out.
But no, do I look at Hundley? Like, what happens? What does the Aaron Rodgers injury, you know, affect on fantasy?
You know, the last time he was hurt when he had the calf injury, I believe, was the 2014 season. Matt Flynn was the replacement, and he was terrible. And Nelson, in particular, really struggled. I think what we have to do is take a little bit of a wait-and-see approach because you can't clearly – Cobb is a little different story because he's been struggling with Rodgers. But Adams and Nelson, for example, I think you take a wait-and-see approach. Unless you want to be an aggressive trade guy and try and get them cheap now before Hunley comes in and shows that maybe he's competent. He doesn't have to be great like Aaron Rodgers to have those guys still play well. It would certainly help. But if he comes in and is competent and leans on Nelson and leans on Adams, and look, you got Devontae Adams a touchdown in that game against Minnesota. And, Channing, you know this more than anybody. It's very difficult for a quarterback to be dropped into a situation where he's never taken a first-team rep, you know, or certainly didn't take a lot of them to practice, and going into a road environment against a very tough defense. He's had a week to prepare, and I know the Saints defense has played much better than anybody expected, but he's at home. He should have had two touchdowns last week. Ty Montgomery dropped the pass. So he may not be as bad as we think. And if he comes out and plays well with those receivers, maybe then you turn around and sell them high because you're trying to, you know, unload them before Hundley comes back down to earth because he's a backup for a reason. But I still think that there's an opportunity window here, very small window, where these guys could still have some very good value.
All right. If you want to talk to Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru for CBS Sports, 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. John, get us started, John.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Due to injuries and bye week, I have some streaming questions for Jamie. With Winston dinged up, I'd like his opinion whether I would play Goff or Tyrod Taylor. And then for a wide receiver three, I'm looking at Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, or Mohamed Sanu. And what does he think of Tennessee and New Orleans defenses? Thanks, fellas.
You want me to do your homework for you, Tim?
You better write down Tennessee, New Orleans defense because that's going to be at the end. I don't have a pen.
We'll go first with the defense first. I like the Saints defense a lot. They're both very good situations this week. I know I just got finished saying that Hundley could play well, but it's still the Saints have turned over everybody that they faced, and they are facing the backup quarterback. So if you want to go the other route and play the team playing Cleveland, Tennessee should be really good. I like Tyrod Taylor a lot this week, and he's getting better with the return to health of Jordan Matthews. Local kid, South Florida, is going to be a big part of this game. Nick O'Leary, tight end, played in West Palm Beach and played at Florida State. You know, he's going to replace Charles Clay, who's out. So Tyrod Taylor's been very good at home. And then I like Robert Woods. It's like a Buffalo connection here. But Robert Woods is going to be playing opposite Sammy Watkins for the Rams. He's going to avoid Patrick Peterson. I know they're replacing Justin Bethel, who's been one of the worst defensive backs in football, but I think Robert Woods is going to be a nice sleeper this week.
Anthony, go ahead. You're on with Jamie.
Hawk, Channing, Jamie, thank you for taking my call. How are we doing, boys?
Very good. Yourself?
Doing well, sir. Jamie, Rishard Matthews, Jordan Matthews, or Marquise Lee as my R3 this week. Second, I traded Tevin Coleman for Cooper Kupp. Excuse me, I traded T.Y. Hilton for Tevin Coleman and Cooper Kupp. And I just wanted to let you know, want to ask if that was the dumbest trade ever. Thanks, boys.
That's the dumbest trade ever.
I don't think it was the dumbest trade ever. But you know what? At this point, just right now, Tevin Coleman and T.Y. Hilton are kind of in the same situation. You know, they're secondary players at their respective positions. The disappointing thing with Hilton is he wasn't expected to be that. But as long as Andrew Luck remains out, it's just kind of a tough situation to call T.Y. Hilton a must-start situation when this. When the scenario doesn't call for it, and this is one of those weeks where I think you can get away from T.Y. Hilton. But with your third receiver, I think Rishard Matthews is in good situation. Mariota looked, you know, he got through that game last week healthy, getting a Brown secondary that's given up a lot of production to number one wide receivers, and as long as Corey Davis is out, he's the number one guy there for the Titans.
Keith, go ahead, you're on with Jamie.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Yeah, I need two in a standard league, flex, Doug Martin, Landry, Thielen or Deion Lewis?
Landry and Thielen are very close for me, and if you want to play both wide receivers, I'm certainly fine with that. I'll always lean toward touches, and Doug Martin's going to get the most touches of the guys that you mentioned. So play Doug Martin, and if you want to just, you know, root for a guy in the Dolphins, take Landry over Thielen.
Pete, go ahead. You're on QAM, Pete.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Two quick ones. Jared Goff or Bortles, and at running back, Ty Montgomery or Darkwa? God, I'm a loser.
Somebody who's self-aware of his own roster.
Look, Darkwa's probably going to get more touches than Ty Montgomery, but I do think that if you just look at it, they're probably chasing points against the Saints, even though they're home. And pass-catching running backs have had a lot of success against the Saints. So Montgomery, before the rib injury, at 18 catches over three games. So I think Montgomery's, I feel a little bit more comfortable with him if it's a PPR league. If it's a standard league, go with Darkwa just because he's run really well the last 2 weeks. I don't know how much Blake Bortles will throw. That's kind of been the MO for the Jaguars all season. They try to limit his passing. And Goff against the Cardinals, I think, is in just a little bit of a better situation.
Rob, go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Yeah, hi. I got from my flex spot. It's either Deion Lewis, since you said T.Y., stay away from him. Marlon Back, do I play him instead of T.Y.? The Duke or Chris Ivory? And do I keep on the Tyreek Hill for the rest of the season, let him play out, or do I deal him? Thank you.
I think if you can get good value for Tyreek Hill, it's not a bad move. You know, he's just one of those guys that's boom or bust. So last night he was big. Sometimes he just doesn't, you know, get those big plays, and he leaves you with a little bit of a disappointment. I think your flex situation is a little bit of a wild card right now, because if Leonard Fournette's out, Chris Ivory is your best bet. If Fournette plays, he's got this ankle injury, then I probably would go with Deion Lewis, but you could take the high upside, you know, home run play of Marlon Mack, and now with Robert Turbin out, his situation in Indianapolis gets a little bit better.
Victor, you are on with Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, I'm still calling you for advice, even though you gave me Ellington last week.
Love that.
Hey, running back, PPR leagues, Kamara, Coleman, or Blunt, and then Rishard Matthews or Keenan Allen. And tight ends, Delanie Walker or Jason Witt. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on giving you advice. Sorry.
It was like, hey, enjoy talking to you. You really stink at what you do, but very nice that you take our phone calls. I was at lunch today. No joke. I was at lunch today. Guy points at me and he goes, is your name Mark? And I go, yeah. And he goes, Mark Hockman from the radio? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, my God. Huge fan of yours. What's happened since you left 790? You don't do radio anymore? So I got it was like this moment where he was with a table of friends. He was so excited to see me, and then it was like, oh, you stink. And then that's the reaction I imagine Jamie just had to this caller.
He knows you by faith, but he doesn't know that you're still doing radio at a huge station. And
crazy.
Hit him.
I don't remember all of Victor's questions, but I think Delanie Walker, you got to keep an eye on because he's probably going to be a game-time decision. I believe he asked about Tevin Coleman. I like Tevin Coleman's situation. The Patriots are really bad against pass-catching running backs, And if you asked about Rashard Matthews as well, I think that was one.
Kelce, wasn't it? Wasn't Kelce? I don't know. I thought I heard a couple of tight ends there at the end.
Kelce played already, so I don't know what it was. Victor, you know what? Just look at our rankings on CBS Sports. I'm sure I'll ruin you even more in that way.
Look at that. Check out Jamie's rankings, CBS Sports. Alex, go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very good.
Hey, so it's been a rough year in fantasy for me. I have the second most points scored in my league, and I'm 2-4. But, Jamie, you helped me win my first game by giving me the nod to play Chris Thompson. Just a couple of questions. One, Willie Snead. Do you buy into him as a solid flex option moving forward? And then also with Jarvis Landry, is he – just your opinion on this one. Is he the most consistent non-superstar wide receiver in a half PPR or PPR league? And that's it. Thanks, guys.
This is my favorite caller of all time. I think you look at Landry in PPR leagues, he's very consistent. Yes, he's very underrated just given the fact that he's always getting targets. He's always going to get catches. He just doesn't score a lot of touchdowns, but he's always going to be in that 15 to 20 range on a bad day. And then as we see when he scores touchdowns, like he has been the last couple of weeks, that pushes him up towards the top 12 guys. Snead is still, I think, a little volatile, but I like his situation this week. Slot receivers have done very well against the Packers, and that's where he's going to line up more times than not.
Quickly, Eric Falero, did you have a question for Jamie Eisenberg?
Yeah, Jamie. Deshaun Watson or Tom Brady, and should I trade whoever you don't pick for Tyreek Hill?
Well, Deshaun's on a bye this week. So you have Tom Brady as your starter.
All right. Okay. So you did sound like an idiot, Falero.
Yeah. I almost called Jamie Brady.
He's like, Falero's like, hey, ask him this for me. And I say, you ask him. And he's like, somehow I'll end up sounding like an idiot. You didn't even know that one of your guys is on a bye week?
Well, it's not for me. It's one of my friends.
All right. But you didn't check it?
Nah.
Okay.
You know what a bye week is?
Is it the opposite of a high week?
I think if you're able to trade Deshaun Watson now, he's great, but there's only one way to go from him, and you're still going to get great value in return. So, yes, tell your quote-unquote friend that he can trade Deshaun Watson now.
It's like when
my buddy wants to know.
I have a lot of girlfriends in Canada.
You guys are mean. You know,
at least, you can change your voice. Maybe use
Rudy Roo, yeah. You can channel your inner Rudy Roo.
I'm not that talented.
You are not. I believe Falero's on a bye week. I usually give you a bunch of questions, and I have you choose yes or no or true or false, whatever your opinion is. Today, I have a little something special for you. We know that you celebrated a birthday yesterday, Jamie, correct?
I did, yes.
How old are you?
41,
Jamie Eisenberg. So
26.
He does look young, man. God bless you.
You take vitamins, man?
God bless you. You got those good genes or something.
Omega-3. I guess omega-3s there, man.
Yeah, and that the oregano pill. You take oregano. Anyway, we're going to let you.
Whatever your sponsors are, I take them.
We're going to Nature Bee. We're going to let you choose here, again, like a fantasy choice. We have two versions of the Happy Birthday song that we play for people. We have Elvis and we have LeBron. Here's what Elvis sounds like.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hot damn right.
That's Elvis, hot damn right. Here's LeBron's version.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
So which one do you prefer?
I think I prefer Elvis.
Really? I love that LeBron one. It is so awful. There's so many things wrong with it. There's no emotion. His voice is too deep. But there's something compelling.
Anytime you end something with hot damn right, you got to go with that, right?
That's true. That's why we used Elvis for years and years and years. I think Zach found it when he was with Joe originally. And then we found this LeBron one a few months ago. And there's something addictive about that. But we'll go with Elvis for you, okay?
I appreciate that.
Happy birthday, Jamie Eisenberg.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Well done once again. Well done. Yeah. Guy brings it strong every week. 5-0 Miami Hurricanes host Syracuse tomorrow. Alex Dono and Casey Jones broadcast countdown to kickoff from the south gate of Hard Rock Stadium at 11:30 a.m. Then Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow call the game at 3:30. And then you got Danny Rabinowitz, Hollywood. He's got the latest from the locker room. Takes your calls after the game as well. So make sure you're listening tomorrow on the home of the U, Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, and on your smartphone via the all-new radio.com app.
Man, I got Saturday off. I don't have a lot of days off during football season, but you know when I have a day off, I'm going to Gunwear to South Florida.
I had a feeling.
I got to get in that range, the beautiful range, the most amazing range I've ever been in. Gunwear to South Florida's range is indoors. It's 72 degrees, climate controlled, no bugs, no sweat, and they have a state-of-the-art air filtration system that gets the smoke out. I have a bunch of crazy guns, and they let me shoot my big weapons, 30-30, 30-06, a whole bunch of wild guns. But if you are new to shooting, they have a try before you buy program, a rental gun program where they have 90 rental guns on the wall, CZ, Ruger, Taurus, Glock, Beretta, all the top brands. You see how it fits in your hand. You see how it kicks. You see if you're accurate with it. And then you can purchase that weapon right there at Gun World. Try the try before you buy program. I bought about a dozen guns out of that. And that range I'm talking about, that beautiful range, indoors, no bugs, no sweat, no smoke. Shoot all you want for $20. Unlimited range time for $20 every single day. Wednesdays, ladies shoot for free. And Friday nights, couples share a lane for $20 after 5 p.m. You got your date night plan there. They have classes, beginners to advanced, concealed weapons license training, private instruction, open 7 days a week. They're open late. Gun World thought of it all. And the owner, Kim, she loves to give back to the community. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So Kim had a plan. You can buy a Gun World t-shirt. And if you wear it on Thursdays while supplies last, you get an additional $5 off that already cheap $20 unlimited range time. We'll also be selling pink targets. You got to buy a target. So buy a pink one. And we have a fill the jug. All money raised will go directly to the Kristen E. Lynn Women's Health and Wellness Institute in Boca Regional Hospital. Gun World is located at 1700 South Powerline Road in Deerfield Beach. The website is gunworldofsfl.com. And give the knowledgeable staff a call at 954-596-0526. That's 954-596-0526. Get to Gun World of South Florida. It's the only place to shoot.
Radio.com. It's not really like a Football Friday song, is it?
This gets you pumped, man.
It does.
Picking up a little bit.
All right. Who this?
Foo Fighters.
Ah. Dolphins host the Jets on Sunday. Chris Whittingham, Channing Crowder host Dolphins game day from the south gate of Hard Rock Stadium at 9 a.m. Early wake-up call for you on Sunday.
I wake up early, baby.
Jimmy, Joe, Bob, Bo, they call the game at 1 p.m. on 560 WQAM and Kiss 99.9. And then Big O and Troy Stratford will have the latest from the locker room and take your calls on the fifth quarter show. Home of the Miami Dolphins and South Florida's official football station is WQAM. And listen to the game on your smartphone via TuneIn Premium.
Grown up that wakes up after 9 a.m. should have won the lotto or something.
I let my kid take first period off from school yesterday because I wanted to wake up later.
Hell of a life lesson.
Listen to this sound that I have for you. This is great. This is a radio station in Australia. And I guess it was like International Women's Day, something like that. Okay. So this is so wrong on so many levels.
You can't say International Women's Day and say something like that.
And some,
International Women's Day.
It's along the lines of internet, and it may be called International Women's Day, but I, you know, whatever. That's the genesis of this sound. And by the way, Ira Winderman's going to join us in less than 30 minutes. Hassan Whiteside is going to be out for the Heat home opener Saturday, so that is a bummer. We'll talk to him about that. Brandon Lang, the prognosticator, he's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Dave Wanstead. The coach, he's like going to join us at 5 o'clock. Love talking to Wanstead. Anyway, this is a radio show in Australia. And I find this to be... Now, the overall idea is wrong. I understand what she's doing. But to lay this on your co-host on the air with no warning, because he's like taken aback. This is unbelievable. I think bad form. Maybe you'll disagree. She reveals that Well, should I just play? Have you heard it?
Yeah, just play it.
Okay, listen to this happen on the air. The guy doesn't know that it's coming, and she's making a point about International Women's Day, but it creates, I think, a very awkward situation, and I don't think this was right for her to do, but listen to it.
I found out last year
that
you get paid 40% more than I do for doing this show.
You, who does?
You.
Personally, I do.
Yeah, you get paid more than me for doing this show.
I had no idea what we got paid. Do I?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That you sure?
Yeah, positive.
Really?
A situation you'll be happy has now been rectified.
Yeah, all right. What's this against?
But that's, my friend, that's what International Women's Day is about.
Well, now I feel terrible.
You don't need to feel terrible. It wasn't your fault.
What? Right, yeah.
But
sure.
You were born with two oranges in a string bag, and I was born with a lovely... How would you describe
well,
it?
Well, I don't know if that's... I mean,
but that's classic International Women's Day, Hugh.
Is it?
That's what it's about, partly, not just about that.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, in all that time I've adored you, it's not about you. It's just about the recognition of us and what we do.
Well, that's lovely.
Isn't it?
Appreciate that, absolutely.
Yes, and I appreciate you, especially now that I get paid the same as you.
It's unbelievable to do that on the...
That was nasty. That was nasty on her end.
He is stammering at the beginning, right? Did you hear? He's like, what, me? What happened? Like, it's honestly, he is stammering. Now, she knows that she's got, you know, the kicker at the end, which it's been rectified. And, but, I understand the greater point, which is females, males should make, if they're doing the same work, should make the same amount of money. Like, I get that. To lay this on him, unaware that she's going to do this, but I can't get over, I'm listening to it this morning, the reaction of him, because he doesn't know what to do.
No.
What's he supposed, like, he's, because you don't know that the situation's been rectified, so I think he's thinking, I need to offer her 40% more than what she's making out of mine.
He left his mandem.
Well,
he
didn't.
She put him on the spot. He left his mandem. You know what a man does there? Keeps lying.
Keeps lying.
Keeps lying. Why'd he give? There's no way I make more than you. No, I did do the research and found out. No, I don't make more than you.
You have one from India? How'd you get that? Where'd you get that sound?
I did do the research.
Didn't get any better. Play it for me again.
He lost his mandem. She took his mandem out of him.
So you just keep lying. It's the Dennis Rodman story. Does everybody know that story, Dennis Rodman? This is a 100% honest to God story. Carmen Electra walks in. She was married to Dennis Rodman. Do you know this story?
No.
She walks in. This is in a book. It's either her book or his book. She walks in to their bedroom. He's got a woman in the bed with him. And he claims she fell out of the ceiling and will not leave that story.
Mm.
He is locked and loaded with that story, and that is what he maintains till the end.
I just heard a story. There was a bum living in a lady's attic.
So there you go.
She could have fell right out.
He's like, I don't know how she got here. She fell through the ceiling.
Ma'am,
that was the beginning of the end of their marriage. But listen to the guy's reaction when she drops this on him, because his stuttering and stammering is the funniest part of the whole thing.
I found out last year
that
you get paid 40% more than I do for doing this show.
You, who does?
You.
Personally, I do.
Yeah, you get paid more than me for doing this show.
I had no idea what we got paid. Do I?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That you sure?
Yeah, positive.
Really?
A situation you'll be happy has now been rectified.
Took his man
down. Yeah, boy, what's this against?
But that's, my friend, that's what International Women's Day is about.
Well, now I feel terrible.
You don't need to feel terrible. It wasn't your fault.
Right, yeah.
But you were born with two oranges in a string bag, and I was born with a lovely... How would you describe
it? Well, I don't know if that's... I mean,
but that's classic International Women's Day, Hugh.
Is it?
That's what it's about, partly, not just about that.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, in all that time I've adored you, it's not about you. It's just about the recognition of us and what we do.
Well, that's lovely.
Isn't it?
Appreciate that, absolutely.
Yes, and I appreciate you, especially now that I get paid the same as you.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
She put her hatred or her problem yes. towards the wrong person.
Yes.
He's not going to say no. Hey, we're going to give you a raise, only if you give her a raise as well.
Now, she lets him off the hook at the end, but she doesn't, like, she gives, like, head fakes there. Because she's, like, being catty with him. She's yeah. like, oh, really? You didn't know that? Like, now, she lets him off the hook at the end, but it was, I'm telling you, man, that was
bullying.
I could not stop listening to that this morning when I heard that. I couldn't stop listening to it. Because he's like, really?
he's either not married or he's been married 30 years and he lost it. But somewhere in his life, he lost the ability to lie. He needs to work on his lying.
He was so blindsided, though. It's like, you know, you're saying basketball. You always got to be ready for the ball.
Yes.
You always got to be ready for the ball. You know, and you finally learn that after you get a couple in your nose. You always, as a guy, got to be ready to lie. Always got to be ready
that
to
too.
Lie. Yeah.
Our life's based around it.
My whole life is a lie.
It is. Ours both.
Florida Panthers host the defending champion Penguins tonight at 7:30. You can listen to the game on 560 WQAM, our radio station right here. Tomorrow, they're on the road in Washington. That puck drops at 7:30. That game is on AM 880, 99.9 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com. That is such unbelievable sound, man. Unbelievable sound. All right, Deal Volkswagen, best bets of the week. I've got some very interesting stuff for you. I'll tell you in the next segment. Radio.com. Radio.com. The Deal Volkswagen, best bets of the week. For the best deal on a Volkswagen, go see Anna at Deal Volkswagen on Bird Road right near the U, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. Here's a couple of lines for this weekend, and you tell me if any of these are your best bets of the week. Dolphins, -3 over the Jets. You have the Dolphins giving the Jets 3. I personally believe the Dolphins are going to win this game by double digits. That may be my best bet of the week. I've been waiting for this game since the previous Jets game because I think that line is low. The biggest line in the NFL this week, 49ers are getting 6 at home from Dallas. Interesting. I don't think San Francisco is going to go winless for the season, but Dallas is obviously a better football team.
Yes, and
Zeke is playing.
Ooh, just 6?
That's interesting. 6 on the road, though.
But it's a terrible,
I understand. Terrible 49ers. I understand.
What's that quarterback name? Bethard or something?
Bethard?
Bethard, something.
Bethard.
You can't say Bethard's name. Let's bet against him. We'll bet against Bethard.
You're going to give San Francisco 6 at home?
Yes. That's not crazy to me.
I like the Dolphins line better than that.
CJ Beathard is the guy's name.
Beat hard.
No, I think he's Russian. They say it. I think it has some accents.
Well, you said Brissett, so.
No, he said Bethard, which I'm guessing is closer than beat hard.
Did you see him last week? I don't care what his last name is. The boy's bad. And he's going to get whooped by Dak Prescott.
His name is Bad Worse. And then the Hurricanes, this one, I don't know what to do with this. Hurricanes -17 over Syracuse on Saturday. Mark Richt had the comments this week where he said, we don't impose our will on anybody. Like, we're not at that level yet. Now, I understand Syracuse is not, well, you know what? I was going to say it's not FSU or Georgia Tech. Well, Syracuse might be FSU and Georgia Tech. And Miami was not able to win by 17 points. That's a tough line for me.
And the games they have lost, because Syracuse is 4-3. The games they have lost, they haven't got whooped. Lost to the Wolfpack by 8.
Right.
Lost to LSU by, 9? Like, they're not getting beat by 20. I don't like Canes -17.
Neither
that's
do
a,
I.
That's a
that's
big
a
number.
Lot of yeah. points. I will ask Brandon Lang, our prognosticator, in the 4 o'clock hour about the Canes and the Dolphins. So we've got those for the VW best bets of the week. Now, you've also got, will the Dolphins have a first half offensive touchdown this week? They're taking bets on this on Bovada. You know, the Dolphins have not scored an offensive touchdown in the first half this season. They have not scored an offensive touchdown in the first half this season. Will the Dolphins have a first half offensive touchdown this week? Yes is minus 180. So you'd have to bet 180 to win 100. No is plus 140.
I'd say yes.
Yeah, I think this week, for sure, against the Jets, after having put up a stink burger against them earlier, and it seemed like the offense was actually getting stuff together last week against Atlanta. So.
And that's my thought, is that they kind of figured it out. You saw what they wanted to do offensively, and they continued their game plan into the second half, scoring 20 unanswered points. I would believe they roll that over. I don't know if they're going to whoop them, but I think they score a touchdown in two quarters.
I love this bet just because it's crazy, and I would love watching a game just for this. Will anyone except a quarterback throw a touchdown pass for the Bears this week? Have they been running the Wildcat, or have they been doing halfback options?
I know last week, I think Tariq Cohen threw a touchdown pass.
Yeah. Okay, so will anyone except a quarterback throw a touchdown pass for the Bears week 7?
This is one of those things where I believe my football knowledge can help me.
And?
To where if you throw halfback passes, now you practice them. Like, now the other team sees them, so now you're not going to continue just to throw halfback passes over and over again. They're going to get it. Somebody's going to cover that guy, knowing that you're a halfback pass team. So I would say the Bears don't even try another halfback pass.
Because no is minus 5,000. So you'd have to bet $5,000 to win 100. To win $100, yeah, you'd have to bet 5,000. Yes is plus 1,000. So your deal Volkswagen, best bet of the week. For the best deal on a Volkswagen, go see Anna Deal Volkswagen on Bird Road right near the U, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. My best bet is going to be Dolphins -3 over the Jets. I am on that all day, every day. I probably should get that in before it goes up to 3.5. I like the Dolphins laying 3 against the Jets. You like that San Francisco +6 line or Dallas -6?
Dallas -6 is a big number. San Fran's getting whooped, but they're not getting destroyed. All their games are 5 to 4 to 3 points. I might go with Fins.
Dolphins -3?
Dolphins -3.
All right. If we're in agreement, what about you, Falero?
I like the Canes, man.
-17?
Yeah, I don't think Syracuse is Georgia Tech or FSU. I think they're more Duke.
Okay.
And we beat Duke 31-6. So.
Yeah. What 31-6, and then what was the Toledo?
52-30.
Yeah, so they do have the capability of knocking out a lesser team. I mean, they'd just be Clemson, though, man.
But 17's a big number. And like you said, the Canes, you can't say the Canes are just dominating people like Coach Rick said. 17's a big number, Lero.
I know, but Syracuse beat Clemson at home. They're going on the road now.
I feel you. I don't know. I like that Dolphins line. All right, so those are our Deal Volkswagen best bets of the week. For the best deal on a Volkswagen, go see Anna at Deal Volkswagen on Bird Road, right near the U, where it's all about the D-E-E-L.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.